This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From people getting arrested for selling bitcoins to Star Wars video games. We've been talking about all kinds of stuff here tonight. You can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, there's breaking news about checkpoints. There's the ACLU of New Hampshire bringing a lawsuit against the Border Patrol checkpoints in the state. Love that news. We'll tell you more about that.
Yeah.
Coming up here in a moment.
Get
with you, yep, with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, let's talk first to... we got Lumpy. He's on the line calling from Massachusetts. Lumpy, go ahead.
Good evening. That'd be the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
What's up, dude?
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I understood. I felt the emotion in that gentleman's voice. I'm somebody who has also suffered at the hands of the state and the Commonwealth, and physically, economically, you know, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
I felt and I heard the emotion in his voice on the caller who had just called. And I had recently seen some video, actually saw today some video of that same exact officer. I guess it was, I may not be correct. It's from the Justice for Daniel Shaver page on Facebook, fired cop Philip Brailsford post excessive force. And there's some video footage of him and his cohort gang members who happen to hide behind badges. Looks like, I don't really know what was going on. I have no idea what happened, but it doesn't look like it's definitely another excessive use of force by that guy. And the comments
you're saying
are
different
unreal.
Video has surfaced
different
of the
video.
Same officer in a different situation,
yeah,
using excessive force.
Yeah, apparently it's August 2nd of 2016.
Okay, it's a year later
it
on.
It says, here is the cell phone footage of Philip Brailsford, excessive use of force that was issued against him in a previous incident.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, they did fire
else.
Him. They finally fired him 2 months later, apparently.
Well, I mean,
night.
Come on,
just,
you know, you've
yeah,
got enough
fired
public
him.
Outrage
just fired
finally.
And I find it funny, you know, Mark, of all people, said manslaughter the other night. And I know, you know, when we were talking about this same thing on the air, I didn't know when this happened. I had no idea. This is actually new stuff to me.
Yeah.
I see so much of this stuff. It's not just discouraging. It's downright depressing. It's paralyzing. I'm not the only one afraid to go out my door anymore because I'm afraid to get pulled over. These guys really
sure.
pick on you. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. And if you think, you know, I know they're, and I don't mean to, it's not a sarcastic thing when I call people cop apologists and bootlickers. Here's the thing. I really try not to want to say to these people who are the order followers, who are the ones committing these acts, who are the ones doing this problem. They are not protesting. They are committing these acts. These are the police. This is why people can't stand the police anymore.
Sure.
It's because they are the ones doing the acts. And there's no protest. There's no protest. And they'll say, oh, well, there's some good guys in there. And here's another thing. I wanted to say this to you about discretion the other night. And I was thinking to myself, I'm so suspicious of everything they do. Discretion is another trick they use to get you to speak. Because whenever you have a conversation with a police officer, you're giving them information that they
right.
are
them
supposed
evidence.
To use against you.
Right.
They absolutely are encouraged and incentivized to make you into a criminal of you know, for any reason they can possibly find.
Sure.
So, yeah, and that's why when they say discretion, people will start to think in their minds, oh, well, maybe if I tell them, you know, I'm not such a bad guy, because nobody really is doing anything to hurt anybody, because we're not bad people, yet everybody's in freaking jail or prison, you know, for some silly stuff because of this business. Their freedoms and lives are ruined. Now, here's the thing. I was saying earlier, I don't want to wish, I'm so tempted to wish ill will against the police, like, how would you, you know, I wish you to all be in the same poverty and same pain of the people who are your victims. I don't want to say these things, but that's the psychology. That's where my mind goes to. I want to wish the. I don't want to wish these guys ill will. I don't want to. I see, you know, how do you talk to these people? How do you get them to protest? How do you get them? Because they get a pretty good paycheck. And, you know, they, people.
Americans say, oh, are way too content. You know, they're content.
Very comfortable. Yeah, the wives will stick up for them. The wives, the families, they'll all stick up for them because they got a comfortable life. And what about the people that they're persecuting? Their lives are not comfortable.
That's why you see some people in certain cities will come out in protest after police violence, because those people see it every single day. They live with this. They live with the cops coming in there. Like the one in Baltimore recently where the cops shut down an entire neighborhood because of some kind of shooting involving a cop. And so they literally created checkpoints and they were demanding papers, please, from anybody that wanted to come into that neighborhood, including the residents. They were handing
out. That's called martial law.
Yeah.
You think you're free and you're not living under it now. All they have to be, these people are, you know, they are the occupying force that the founding fathers had warned against. And I understand these people feel like they're doing, I understand they think they're doing a good job and they may have done some good in their job. But things like discretion, I believe, is a trick, and is a trick that the police use.
Sometimes the police actually use discretion in the right way, which is to say
they're usually not going after somebody who's really committed a crime. If you have to use discretion, if it's a question of, in reality, in real application of discretion, you're not going to be, if you have to use discretion, there, chances are you're not creating a victim. You're not really
making a
crime.
Yeah,
you're looking to cause trouble. So
but the discretion gives the officer the ability to ignore victimless crimes. Now, many officers will not ignore them, but there are some of them out there, and we've talked to them on this show.
It's a distraction. It's a distraction. If people are just morally culpable, people are just morally responsible, if they can be available to use their own discernment, their own skills, their own, treat people the way you want to be treated at the very least.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. And that's what I'm trying to tell you is that there are some officers who, when they see a victimless crime, they will ignore it. And that's use of discretion in that case that you know, results in somebody not getting arrested who otherwise would if it was a different officer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I wanted to say there. Thank you, Lumpy, for the call
tonight.
I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I did pull up the video that he was referring to. TMZ posted it 8 hours ago. It looks like it was taking place in a gas station or convenience store of some sort. The story here says the former Arizona cop who was acquitted for the murder of Daniel Shaver had previously been investigated for body slamming a teenager during an arrest captured on video. The footage shows Mesa police officer Philip Brailsford and other cops arresting two men at a gas station in 2015 while attempting to apprehend a group of teens for criminal damage to the store. Brailsford put one of them in a headlock, spun him around, and slammed him to the ground. While the suspect was pinned down, Brailsford put him in cuffs. Two other officers used a similar tactic to take down another suspect who appeared to be resisting. The suspects were booked for criminal damage, aggravated assault, and resisting arrest. But the thing you don't see in this video is you don't see what happened before the takedown. So in a case like that where you don't have the full context, you can't say for sure what this person was doing, you know, prior to the cop taking them down. So they could have been fighting with the cop, and then in that case, the cop is legally justified to escalate the use of force to stop that from happening. So I don't know. I can't draw a conclusion, but this cop does seem to have a hot head. He does seem to be somebody who got into it to be a badge heavy. He does seem to be somebody who wants to wield power over innocent, peaceful people. So it wouldn't surprise me if he was being abusive in this case. And, of course, they cleared him after an investigation. Let's go to Dylan in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, listening online. Go ahead, Dylan. Dylan? In Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, how you doing tonight, guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
So I just reading around a little bit. I was actually looking at, you know, trying to find a simple way to get some U.S. dollars into the various blockchains and whatnot. And I started reading about this Tether, and I found a whole bunch of very interesting things about Tether and allegedly the ownership there being the same as Bitfinex. exchange.
I've heard there's some
counterfeiting or something going on.
Yeah, I've heard there's some scammy stuff going on with this Tether thing. I don't know a whole lot about it. If you want to tell us more, you're welcome to. To me, it's hard to trust anything that says that it's going to be pegged to the dollar. Because to me, the whole purpose of cryptocurrency is to get away from fiat, not to peg to it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Plus, an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number, 855-453. Life freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Van Johnson.
And Will.
You looking for a home security system that you can actually afford? Check out the Blink Home Security System over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. You can get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for 1 security camera, and the install is shockingly simple. It's a wireless system as far as the cams are concerned. There's only one wire in the system. That's the plug for the power for the hub. And then you put the batteries in the cameras. You set it all up with your Wi-Fi device like a tablet or a smartphone, and you're done within minutes. It's super easy to do. And you can, of course, customize when it operates, when it sends out the videos that it sends, which you receive on your smart device, when something goes in front of the cameras during the time frames you specify. And you even specify the length of time that the camera clips out and sends to you. Check it out over at blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go back to Dylan in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, you were calling about this cryptocurrency called a Tether. And this is something that has gotten controversial within the last several weeks, as some have alleged, I believe, that something scammy is going on. What did you learn about this thing, Dylan?
First, the whole point, I came up all right on Litecoin today, and I'm looking to get a little more money into the space so I can play around and move some things around, but I want to do it faster than the 6 days it takes me on Coinbase, so that's why I started digging around. But the whole thing, with this, Tether, I guess it's the same ownership as Bitfinex, from what I was reading.
That's the largest trading platform, I believe, in the world, Bitfinex, which has also had some questionable decisions that they've made over the years.
And I guess what it sounds like is that Tether, kind of like our old Federal Reserve, does not have reserve and will not cash you out. And allegedly, they basically counterfeited a whole bunch of, digital U.S. dollars, or what is the supposed to be the equivalent. And
so the claim for those that don't know, the Tether currency, it claims that they have one U.S. dollar in a vault somewhere, in a bank account or something like that, for every Tether that is issued. That's the claim. You're saying that you don't believe it.
Well, that's what some other folks are saying, and what's got me kind of concerned, I guess, is some doomsday kind of guy on Reddit, talking about some big collapse because of this. And I guess I was thinking the only people who would really be affected would be anybody holding this type of thing.
That's
right?
Correct.
I mean,
yep.
those folks who got into Tether and got them into other coins and stuff, they're through that already. So I guess the exchanges, Bitfinex namely, would be largely affected. But I guess that's what I was looking for. If you guys, what you thought about that?
If you're looking for a currency that is pegged to the U.S. dollar, like something that has that kind of a stability, that say like
that's all sounds scammy to me.
There's one currency that's out there, and it's been being traded on most exchanges. It's called Nubits, and it's supposed to be some kind of a six-layered algorithm or something like that prevents it from going any higher than like $1.06 or any lower than like 95 cents. But when you transfer out of it, and I've done this because I use Nubits as kind of like a resting station. If I have like a really big profit and the whole market goes kind of haywire for a minute and I just need somewhere that I can stick my money and it can just sit there for a minute, then I'll convert it into Nubits, because whatever I convert in there minus transaction fees is what I get out of there minus transaction fees. Even if it says it's 95 cents or $1.06, the original amount is what I always get back out. But it's not saying it's tethered to an actual physical dollar. There's supposed to be some sophisticated computer algorithm this guy over in Europe wrote that keeps the Nubit fluctuating with the U.S. dollar's value.
How do they do that? Do they destroy some of the currency if the dollar value changes, or add to it?
He described it as a six-layered algorithm.
Yeah,
so
that doesn't mean anything to me.
I don't either. I'm not a computer guy. That's why I interview these guys, is I like to learn things.
Yeah, I don't know, man. If it's working for you, then it's working for you, right? I mean, there's that. But to me, like, the whole point of cryptocurrency for me is to get out of the dollar and not tether yourself to it, not tie yourself to it. Yeah, there's risk involved in that because it could go down in value, and I guess that's what you're saying. You believe that this is going to stay
as is. Like I said, it's a way station. Like, if you have a huge day in Litecoin today, and then everything in the whole market starts a free fall, like what happened when Litecoin, there was like an hour and a half where everything was losing value. So you throw in Anubits and just sit there and wait for like 2 hours until the market starts to do something else, and then you go, oh, look, that's moving up, and you just throw it over there. And then, like, it costs you like $6 in transfer fees total to do those two flips, so because you're not doing it with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So you say
it's worth it.
It's worth the $6 if you can make $30 on the next jump.
Dylan, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I was looking for, is something like that, new bits. I'm going to look into it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Dick in the Commonwealth of Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian and other guys, Johnson and Will. I was listening to you guys last night, and there was a story. I'll give a quick summary because I know not everyone was listening. There was a college campus, and some college Republicans went in to the coffee shop wearing their Make America Great Again hat.
Right.
And they were asked to leave after purchasing the coffee.
Yep.
And I find it humorous. If you get a couple libertarians in a room, they'll find anything to disagree on. Because it seemed like you, Mark, and Melanie all agreed on that he ought to have gotten a refund and that it was an odd reason to ask someone to leave, and certainly not necessarily justified, though if it's private property, it's private property. But where y'all disagreed, and I got to say I sided with you on this one, Ian, Mark seemed to think that the purchase of the coffee entitled him to a space in the coffee shop and access to the Wi-Fi for, you know, an allotment of time. And I just disagreed with him on that. I don't think that has any standing, and that's just completely illogical. And I know he's not there today.
He's not here to defend himself.
Yeah, I'll call him out. Mark, if you don't call him and defend yourself in the next half hour, you're a coward.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I can't guarantee you he's actually listening to the show. He took the night off, and I forget what the reason was. He was supposed to be here, but Will, you're actually filling in for him tonight.
Woohoo! He knew I was calling, so there we go. I'm a deputy up here, so I'm going to come down and get him if it's... Okay. But anyway, so here's a few things for Mark to think about. One...
Okay.
Is a lot of coffee shops have drive-thrus, and if you go through the drive-thru, you have no expectation to use the Wi-Fi or one of the tables in there, but the prices are the same. Secondly, if they're at maximum occupancy, either due to fire code, or you go in there and you see all the tables are full, or you see someone's having a World of Warcraft party and you know you're not going to get any bandwidth, the prices don't change.
That's true.
Even though you know you're not going to get internet and you're not going to get a table. And the third thing is, if you were to go in there, which I'm sure this happens on college campuses all the time, someone goes in there with a laptop and does not pay for a coffee and sits there, there's a sign that says free Wi-Fi, and they're entitled to do that until they're asked to leave.
Dick, hang on. It's Free Talk Live.
Crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Wintertime is here in New Hampshire. The snow has been falling heavily today, and after a couple months, people up in the north are, a lot of them get pretty tired of being in the snow. You're going to want to join us over at Anarchapulco. Mark and I are going to be heading down to Acapulco, Mexico at the Princess Resort. Beautiful location. And it's an event that you don't want to miss if you are a voluntarist, a libertarian, an anarchist, somebody who cares about liberty. You really ought to check out Anarchapulco if you've never been before. This year, it's going to be February 15th through the 18th, and it's going to have great speakers like Jeffrey Tucker, G. Edward Griffin, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Carrie Wedler, Vitalika, Sterling Lujan, and also live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more. You can get the live music details and such over at their website, anarchapulco.com, February 15th through the 18th. We will look forward to seeing you there. And there's also other events that are related to the main event, but they'll charge you a little bit extra for. So if you want to go to the Health and Wellness Retreat, Change Media University with Luke Radowski, an Amazonian ceremony called the Snake and the Jaguar, there are others. Go get the full details over at anarchapulco.com. And you can use code FTL to save 10% on your ticket price for the main event. That's, once again, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at anarchapulco.com. Gentleman who was on the line did drop off. He was talking about the expectations that one has at a coffee shop or any kind of restaurant or something where, you know, you kind of are used to getting a certain thing in return for your ticket price, but he was trying to poke holes in that argument. I think he was doing a pretty good job of it, but he dropped off the line, so let's move on. We've got Dean on the line in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Dean.
It's James.
Sorry, James. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. You might remember me. I call a lot, like 3 times. I just wanted to talk about, like, sorry, I'm a little hyped out today.
That's all right, man. Always good to make notes if you are calling a talk radio show. Right. That way you've got it right in front of you in case you have a space moment where you're just not even sure why you called.
Keep your head out of the bag.
After you get on the phone with us, that way you can just look at your notes and then you'll know what you wanted to say.
Yeah. There's actually one thing I want to ask all of you.
Okay.
I was wondering if I could be someone who calls and gives you, like, facts around the world, like daily facts.
I mean, it's an open phone show, so anyone can call Free Talk Live anytime about anything that they want. So what is a fact that you would like to share?
That, let's see.
You've got to be prepared with these sorts of things. So, you know, if you don't have the fact prepared in advance, it's not going to sound very good.
Yeah. Well, there's a horror story called Jeff the Killer. I don't know if you want to hear it.
A horror story. Well, yeah. I don't know how long's the story?
Not that long.
Okay, because now we've gone from a fact to a horror story. So go ahead. You can tell your story.
Okay. Well, this story is about a little boy who got beat up by a bunch of kids, and his brother came out and was defending him, but Jeff killed those people, so he felt happy. But then after a couple of days, he felt sad about it. So then, at midnight, he was in the bathroom, and his mom heard him crying coming from the bathroom. So she opened the door and saw that he had cut his eyelids out and cut a permanent smile like the Joker in there. And before he killed his whole family, he said, "Mommy, you lied," and killed his whole family. And it says that he is still out there today looking for his next victim.
That is a horrible story. Now, did you make that up, or did you read that somewhere on the internet?
I looked it up on the internet.
Now, how did you look that up exactly? I mean, what were you looking for when you found that story?
There's a YouTuber named Matthew Santoro. Shout out to him, by the way. He does facts around the world and stuff.
Yeah, that didn't really answer my question.
Yeah, I got the facts and the story from him. He does horror stories and facts.
Right. Are you saying that that's a true story or that he made that story up?
It's a true story.
All right. Thank you for the call, Dean. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. If it was a true story, it was not the best telling of it, I can tell you that. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was actually a TV star. I was on the cable access channel about maybe 20, 30 times.
You're a TV star? Wow.
I mean, the local cable access channel.
Did people recognize you around town? Like when you're going to the grocery store, did people say, "Hey, I saw you on television"?
Well, actually, that happened to me in Boston. I was on the cable access there, and people recognized me in Las Lunas. People have seen me in Grant, New Mexico.
Yeah.
And plus, I was on the television when I was pushing the red light cameras.
Well, congratulations. Then, did you call to brag about your television stardom?
Well, you know what? I'm trying
Gentlemen,
to get that
I am a star. I have been on television 20, 30 times. My, you really must pay attention to the things I'm saying. I've been on television.
Well, you know what? I just want to say that my accomplishments is that I had talked about my bus show. I had a bus show for 1 hour.
A what?
And they
a bus show?
I talked about public transportation for 1 hour.
My God, can you imagine that? Can you imagine Sarah talking about her favorite topics for an entire hour?
Well, the thing is that
Sarah tells us about who she met on the bus today and where she stopped, where the bus stopped, who did it pick up, who did it drop off. Fascinating.
Well, the thing is that they liked the, they had such a request that it was so favored, they aired it 16 times. People
what
wanted
time?
To watch that show. Like, they're like, hey, we play that thing again. So
what time did they air the show?
Now, you're
where can we get a copy?
You're fabricating.
We have
public access here.
We have public access here. We have some sway with the public access channel. Maybe we should.
I'm on the board of directors. Okay. I'm on the board of directors.
Maybe we could run this
access.
Program here.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. All right. The toll-free number here.
We didn't get to find out. Maybe she has a YouTube channel.
You know, next time.
Tomorrow.
You can ask her tomorrow.
Trust me, yeah.
She'll be back.
Sometime like between 9:30
and 10:30-ish, yeah, usually, like clockwork. So, in other news.
She's going to call tomorrow at 8:45 just to throw you
I
off.
I doubt it. She's not listening to you. So she doesn't listen to the show. She doesn't. The only time she hears the show is when she's on hold waiting to come on the air.
But how does she even know?
So whatever you say now, the odds are she's not actually listening to you.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, Plymouth, New Hampshire, the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU of NH, has filed a motion challenging the constitutionality of the Border Patrol checkpoints that occurred this year in August and September on Interstate 93 in Woodstock, New Hampshire. Woodstock's a small town, population 1,374, in the White Mountains. It's a popular tourist attraction that is approximately 90 driving miles from the Canadian border. The ACLU of New Hampshire filed this motion on behalf of 18 individuals who, when during these checkpoints, were traveling in New Hampshire lawfully. They were seized and searched without any suspicion that they had committed a crime. These individuals were ultimately charged with allegedly possessing small amounts of drugs for personal use. These 18 individuals are being represented by Gilles Bissonnette, who is the legal director for the ACLU, Professor Buzz Scher from the UNH School of Law, as well as Mark Sisti, who's another great attorney. The motion is scheduled for hearing on January 11th in Plymouth District Court. As stated in the motion, the ACLU says that during these Border Patrol checkpoints, Woodstock Police Department and the New Hampshire State Police separately worked in concert with the United States Customs and Border Patrol to circumvent the independent protections provided by the New Hampshire Constitution against dog sniff searches in the absence of a warrant or reasonable suspicion. Specifically, federal CPB agents use dog sniff searches in situations where New Hampshire law enforcement would have been barred from conducting similar searches. Resulting evidence from these federal searches was then turned over to state law enforcement for drug prosecutions. I'll tell you more about what happened and the suit. It's Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and join us right here. Take control of the airwaves in these remaining moments. We've got time for you. If you want to join us with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
And don't forget, you can support Free Talk Live by going and becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. That is money that we invest into the show so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you want to help us out and get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only Facebook group, you get a cool Amp badge, Free Talk Live badge on the Free Talk Live forums if you're an amplifier. And you do it all for $5 a month with PayPal, a credit card, or Bitcoin. If you, for whatever reason, actually want to spend your Bitcoin, you can still do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. Johnson, libertyminded.com is your website that has the official Free Talk Live gear on it. And it has other libertarian, liberty-oriented T-shirts. You're cranking these things out.
Yeah, I'm trying to add. I want to add, you know, one or two at least.
Every week?
Yeah, as much as long as I can.
You've added a couple or two or three within week. Tell our listeners about your new selections, besides the Free Talk Live shirts, which are there. And
sure,
great.
Yeah, there's the Free Talk Live, there's the LRN.FM.
First time ever there's been an LRN.FM shirt.
I've started customizing some of the stuff that I've already got, like the, I'm not on the spectrum, I'm libertarian shirt.
I saw one of our listeners wearing that on Facebook, Virgil Beduva from Cell 411.
So I've added one, No, You Can't Be My Friend, I'm not on Facebook. That's for the more... anti-social.
I wish I could say that.
But no, most recently I got sick of the whole sports team mentality of politics. It's something I've kind of talked against for a very, very long time.
Yep.
And I'm really sick of this whole red team, blue team, go team.
You're finally sick of it.
I've been talking about it for a really long time. And I thought it would be kind of funny to have a shirt that looks like a sports shirt.
A jersey.
Like kind of like, there are sports T-shirts out there that are like team T-shirts.
Oh, okay. So it's a shirt, but okay.
Yeah, it's a T-shirt, but it looks like a sports team T-shirt.
Okay.
And so I've got two teams, a red shirt and a blue shirt. They're kind of reversed, but it's Team Republicrats. mm-hmm. and Team Demopublicans.
All right.
And on the back of the shirts, it says, you know, citizen, and I've got a 0-0 there, just sort of indicating that nobody wins here with this, this kind of mentality. And essentially it says, you know, politics is not sports. If you're on a team, stop voting.
Mm.
So that's the that's what that one. And I'm got another series I'm coming out with, which is mocking the whole Rock the Vote movement.
The MTV thing.
Yeah, the whole MTV thing. I've got to block the vote.
Did that ever work?
I think it did. I mean, they had a lot of things. They had Kanye West out there saying, vote or die!
Yeah, but just because they bring a person out to say that doesn't mean that young people actually turn out.
They have
the bigger years, the bigger Rock the Vote years, you have bigger...
Really?
Left-wing turnout.
Because I almost never see young people in polls. Almost
never. And lots
of
celebrities have been getting behind this, and there's lots of celebrities for, like, different charities and, you know, getting out and voting. It's been this huge celebrity push, and it's gross. Because it's like all these uninformed people that don't know anything about anything.
I think that
voting on issues and deciding how to run other people's lives. Yeah. And it, no clue.
I think that was part of Hillary's problem. Was the only celebrities that wanted to endorse her were like the Lilith Fair. You know?
Let's go to Robert. He's in Bellows Falls. So libertyminded.com.
Yeah, I also started a Facebook page, and there's something free if you want to help support this, but you don't want to do a T-shirt right now. Please go check out the Facebook page. Give throw a like. That would be really appreciated.
And it's called libertyminded.com.
Yeah, libertyminded on Facebook.
All right, excellent. So check that out. Let's go to Robert. He's in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I did want to bring something to your attention that I found earlier today. It's the story in moneycnn.com about North Korea maybe making a fortune from Bitcoin mania.
Really?
And it's quite a fascinating story that's in here. It says that North Korea has been mining Bitcoin and has also been stealing Bitcoin right from the exchanges.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they have huge networks of computers out there with really super fast internet connections in North Korea.
You're being facetious.
Computers from, you know, that are just super computers. They're like massively parallel processing.
The government probably does, and nobody else does.
So, have you seen pictures? Have you seen the propaganda from North Korea of their computers? They're like beige boxes from the 80s.
Oh, awesome.
They're like,
now, what's
would
the
like
evidence?
Play a game?
I mean, what is the evidence,
there is evidence
Robert, that this is happening?
Well, I mean, according to what story, I mean, what they're saying, I mean, I don't know. I haven't been there. I mean, it's just concerning because, I mean, not only
the
have you been able to...
are behind the Bitcoin.
I mean, not only are they talking about just Bitcoin, but they're also talking about other cryptocurrencies that they've been stealing.
Is there evidence, though, for that? I mean, how do you... I guess North Korea doesn't have a whole lot of internet access in general. They only have a handful of websites, and they're all state-run. It's definitely true that the state in North Korea has internet access. We know that.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that all this news story always comes from the state-run United States media, the, you know, fake news.
This is CNN Tech here. It says...
Yeah, there you go.
It says North Korea's hackers targeted four different exchanges that trade Bitcoin and other digital currencies in South Korea in July and August.
Oh, yeah, that's just more of their fear-mongering.
Sending malicious emails to employees, according to police. So you're getting it from another government, basically, that's claiming that this other government hacked them. I don't know. You can't really trust what the government says, even if it's about another government you don't like.
This CNN article has a big video that says, inside a Russian Bitcoin farm.
Well, I mean, it's like when you hear, you know, that governments have been able to, or trying to be able to, you know, find a way to be able to recover or take people's bitcoins from them.
Yeah, it sounds like what they did here, if they did it, was doing what they call social engineering, which is to say they sent emails to the, allegedly, to the exchange. The emails probably were like phishing attempts or trying to get them to loosen up the security to...
I want to give everybody a quick clue on how to spot fake Bitcoin news. Every time you see one of these Bitcoin stories from one of these fake news sites like CNN...
Mm-hmm.
every time you see one of these articles, you're going to see a graphic or a video or something like that that says Bitcoin is down 20%. And it's like, oh, wait, let me go look at an exchange and see what Bitcoin's actually done over the past like week, month, year. Oh, it's been going up hundreds of percent. You know,
right,
like,
in the last month,
people have been making oodles of money. Like, oh no, Bitcoin's tanking,
right,
according
yeah.
to the same news articles that are like, Bitcoin only funds child sex trafficking and drugs.
That's a great
point. No, it's lies. It's all lies.
Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, you gotta keep a skeptical eye on this news media. They are all about attacking Bitcoin. But anyway, back to the ACLU filing in court against the New Hampshire State Police, against the Woodstock Police Department, saying that they are doing illegal searches and seizures, claiming the unlawful searches had a considerable impact. During these checkpoints, hundreds, if not thousands, of individuals lawfully traveling through the White Mountains were illegally searched by law enforcement without any suspicion they had committed a crime. This runs contrary to the New Hampshire Constitution's protections against arbitrary stops and seizures. Gilles Bissonnette, the legal director for the ACLU and the co-counsel on the case, said, quote, these checkpoints flagrantly violated the New Hampshire Constitution. It's more protective of privacy than the United States Constitution. In fact, in the New Hampshire Constitution, there's actually a right to secession built into the Constitution. Yet CPB, the WPD, and the state police all ignored these added privacy protections afforded to individuals in New Hampshire. They searched and seized all the individuals at these checkpoints without any reason to believe that they had committed a crime. This is not how a free society works. There was simply no justification to conduct these searches. One of the other attorneys on the case, Professor of Law Buzz Scher from the UNH School of Law, says, quote, the New Hampshire Constitution does not allow law enforcement to engage in a fishing expedition for criminal activity, yet this is precisely what happened here. The government used these checkpoints to invade the privacy of hundreds, perhaps thousands, of individuals legally traveling through the White Mountains. Given the significant intrusion, these checkpoints can only be described as the imposition of a police state. Now, I hope that they take this lawsuit, if they're successful, and then carbon copy it into another suit against the DUI checkpoints. They're only targeting the Border Patrol checkpoints in this case. The DUI checkpoints are just as unconstitutional and just as outrageous and do the exact same thing, which is to say, put innocent people behind bars for nothing.
Yeah, but DUI checkpoints aren't political football right now, and Immigration and Border Patrol is.
That's true. They say this ends justifies the means approach is precisely what the New Hampshire Constitution has rejected since its inception. So kudos to the ACLU for striking back on these Border Patrol checkpoints here in New Hampshire. I say that New Hampshire has the best ACLU of all the states, and they do great work. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Any anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.